John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He's put out his first solo record in years, and it's called Deeper Than My Roots. It'll be available February 3rd. He is the musical director and guitarist for Elton John's band. Davy Johnstone is with us. Hiya, Davy.
Hey, what's up, John?
We've been waiting years to talk to you again. That's what's up.
Before Elton's farewell tour.
Right. The last time we spoke to you, Elton was just starting the farewell tour.
My God, who knows when this thing is ever going to end? I think it's going to be the never-ending farewell tour.
Yep.
Great talking to you guys again. Yeah, it started in 2018. And, you know, we got halted with COVID right about March of 2020. So nothing until then. I haven't worked, you know, with Elton since then. We've talked all the time, but I haven't seen the guy actually physically for almost 2 years.
Are you on that lockdown record?
Oh, no. This is very much his own kind of thing, and he wanted to work with very high-profile, you know, like Stevie Wonder and Dua Lipa. And, you know, Dua's wonderful. I adore her anyway. And, no, this is purely his project with various different producers. And God bless him. It's going very well for him.
Now, this album, there isn't a Johnstone you know who isn't on this record. Right? You've got five of your kids working on this album.
Actually, I think it might be. Yeah, you're right. It's five total. And then my daughter, Juliet, doing the artwork. But yeah, it's been amazing. I kind of press ganged all my kids into doing it and bribed them in various ways. And they're all very, they're super talented. And, you know, the fact that nothing was really going on was a perfect opportunity for me to do something for myself, but also to do it with my very talented kids. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience for all of us.
Every one of your kids is in some way, shape, or form in the music biz. Elliot is the lead singer on most of the album. Charlie is doing background vocals, right?
Yeah, background vocals, keyboards, and he mixed a couple of the tracks. He mixed like about three, four of the songs.
All right. Jesse is playing drums.
That's right. Jesse did the drums. The album was done very much like COVID stuff, COVID style. You know, being able to see too many people. But I was able to get my brother Nigel Olsen over to the studio in order to play his drums on Melting Snow, which was awesome. And the only other guest really is Denny Sywell on drums on a few tracks. And Denny, as you probably know, played with Paul McCartney and Wings.
Wings for years, yeah. When you joined Elton John's band, was Dee Murray still alive?
Oh, yeah. No, Dee and I were very much brothers for many years. The original band, when I joined, see, I played with Elton first in 1970 as a session player on Madman Across the Water.
Right.
And in those days, Dee and Nigel didn't actually play on the albums. Gus Dudgeon, the wonderful producer, preferred to use his kind of own studio cats.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I joined, when Elton asked me to join the band in 72, which is 50 years ago, which is crazy, then the four of us went to the Chateau in France to do Rocket Man and several tracks like that. And we subsequently did Don't Shoot Me, Yellow Brick Road, and all these classic albums, Captain Fantastic. And that was all done by myself, Elton, Dee Murray, and Nigel Olsen. Dee passed away, I want to say 93, unfortunately. But no, we played together all through the 80s as well. I mean, God bless him. He was the most amazing bass player.
Davey, is it true that the first time you picked up an electric guitar was at the behest of Elton?
Well, that's a great story. It plays very well. To be totally honest, you know, I got, like most kids who play guitar, I insisted on my folks helping me buy an electric guitar when I was like 11 years old. So, no, I played, like, learning all the Beatles and Stones riffs and stuff when I was 11 and 12 years old. I stopped playing electric because I really got into some serious folk guitar picking, and then mandolin and sitar and other instruments I wanted to learn when I turned 15. So I kind of put the electric guitar to bed for 4 or 5 years. So essentially, it's true, but I didn't really get deep into it until I joined out.
When I say musical director, you know, I understand what that means, you know, but most people look at you and you're the guitar player in the band. But as the musical director, you're basically the guy who deals with every other musician who's going to be on that stage and basically making sure that Elton's wishes are met, correct?
Absolutely, right on. I mean, that's the whole point. And the other thing is the fact that when I rehearse with the band, see, I've hired most of the band, all of the band, in fact, over the years when we've, you know, tragically maybe lost a member, in the case of Guy Babylon and then later Bob Birch, I had to find replacements who would work for the band. And usually I'd find them in California, because I live in California. And it's my responsibility to get the best players. I've been doing that for him since the mid-'80s, really, when right about the Live Aid period, when things started to change, where we didn't have, when Dee and Nigel were let go for a second time, it became my responsibility to put the bands together. And you know what? It's great that, Elton trusts me so much to do that. And, you know, we're close friends, so all these guys are top of the line, as you probably know. And, yeah, it's been a great experience for me to do that, and I'm still doing it.
Elton is well known for his generosity on Christmas gifts. What's the best you ever got from him? What is your favorite Christmas gift you ever got from Elton?
Let me see. In 1974 or 5, he gave me a Rembrandt.
Oh, yeah. What?
So, he's a bit extravagant. Pardon me. Yeah, he's crazy at times, you know, and God bless him. It was a limited edition Rembrandt etching, and, you know, it's still one of my prized possessions.
Isn't that the same thing he gave Rod Stewart?
When Rod Stewart
gave him a refrigerator.
I think Rod gave him an umbrella back or something.
The question then is, Davey, what did you get Elton to compare to the Rembrandt?
Right.
God, I can't remember. It was something very insignificant in those days.
One of your daughter's drawings.
I was 23 years old, and much more low profile than Elton. I've always managed to keep myself more profile than him, which hasn't been too hard.
No, not at all. Davey Johnstone from Elton John's band is our guest. Elton John and Davey will be here in July. Hey, Davey, if we can get a guitar backstage to you, we do this event every year to raise money for the veterans. If we can get a guitar backstage to you, would you autograph it for us?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll make sure that that happens. Thank you so much for your time. The album is called Deeper Than My Roots. It has all of the Johnstones on it, including Davey. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.